Now, and we are now live.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. This is the LTD Board of Directors work session. I will call this meeting to order, and let's go straight to a roll call. Caitlin Vargas.
I am here.
Josh Scove.
Here.
Don Norden.
Here.
Stephen Yett.
Present.
And I do not see Emily Secord, but hopefully she will join us shortly. I do not have any, I do have one quick comment, which is I want to make sure, I think this hour is sufficient time to do our business to complete the general manager's evaluation today. But in case I'm wrong, I will try to move things along. Well, wrong about it being sufficient time, I'll move things along to make sure we get within that time. If we don't finish, of course, we will have to hold an additional meeting, but I'm actually pretty confident we can do that today. Any comments from you, AJ, as general manager?
Oh, sorry. I do not have any for this meeting. Thank you.
No problem. And any announcements or additions to this agenda?
Carl, I have a yes. Question for you.
Please go ahead.
Is this the appropriate time to mention a wish by at least me to discuss the email we got from Michelle Hughes yesterday morning?
I'm going to guess.
Have you read that email, sir?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I mean, I guess you can.
Or maybe I can just mention it that I would like that to be brought up maybe at a subsequent meeting, because I think it's a important point that she raised.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were, were you asking as in general or just in terms of this evaluation?
Not for this evaluation.
Oh, okay.
No. This is just sidebar. It's period paragraph.
Yes. Thank you. I was confused as to, okay. You're certainly welcome to make that addition at a future meeting, or I can put it on the agenda, certainly.
If you would put it on the agenda, I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Great.
Actually, just a super quick comment on it, Carl and Stephen. I don't know if this would address your concern. It might be easy for us to kick that immediately to LTD's diversity committee, which, as I understand it, is now meeting more regularly. So it should be handled by staff, and maybe we could just recommend that it be, you know, that we hear back, I don't know, via Kalina, I think, on that. And then we would know more.
That works for me. Thank you.
Okay, great.
I just want to make sure that Michelle's email, which I think is important, is addressed. And your path, Josh, works for me fine. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so with that out of the way, let's go straight to finishing out this general manager evaluation. Sorry, I got sidetracked with the notes. Let me go back to where we were. So the purpose of what we're trying to do today is to finalize the evaluation. And with that, actually, Kristen, would this be a good time for you to talk about some of the final ratings for this?
So I didn't receive anything in addition. Is that what you're asking?
Yes. I think we had talked about that there was, if people, members of the board wanted to make adjustments to their scores based on our conversation from last meeting, that they could do that. And so it sounds like you did not receive any changes.
Yes, so I invited board members if they wanted to send it to me via email or to raise it at the meeting, and I didn't receive anything via email.
Got it. Yeah. So this would also be another time for people to review what ratings they gave, and to you can actually do that now too. And Chris, it would be okay if you would be able to make those adjustments if there are any.
Yes, I'll take notes, and I can, if scores are adjusted, we can, you know, recalculate the average.
Perfect. Great. So just checking in with other board members just to find, because this will be the final finalization of those scores. Oh, I see Emily Secord noting them. Emily Secord has now joined us. I'll catch her up as soon as she gets in. So checking around. Hi, Emily. I might as well say it again because it's perfect. Good timing. So we're in the middle of, or just at the beginning of finalizing the general manager's evaluation. We are checking in with board members to see if they want to make any adjustments to the scores that were given.
I don't want to make any changes at this time.
Okay. Actually, that would be great. Just going around the room, maybe I'll just check in. I'll start with Josh. Did you want to make any changes?
No, thanks.
No. Don?
No adjustments.
Steven?
No adjustments.
Okay. Caitlin?
No changes. Thank you.
And none for me as well. Okay. So then that settles that issue. So with that, then the Kristen, if I'm not mistaken, then that means everything we have stated to this point has now been documented and now is now static. Oh, you're on mute, just so you know. Sorry. I do that all the time.
The evaluation was labeled draft, so we'll simply remove that and finalize it.
Excellent. So the next thing I want to talk about, and Chris, correct me if I'm not doing it in the correct order, is that we need to then talk about the possibility of the merit increase. And AJ, I believe you wanted to make an announcement first before we even started conversing about it.
Yes, that would be
great. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Let me just begin by saying that in accordance with my contract that's in place, I get an automatic increase on July 1st of the year stated in the contract. So that means this last July 1st, 2020, I would have gotten that increase. And Kristen, I'm not sure if that's a 2%. I don't remember offhand.
I looked at it prior to this and it was a 3% increase.
3%, okay. I would have automatically been issued a 3% increase as per the contract. I asked staff to suspend that. I felt that that was in poor taste to take that increase. Although it's written into the contract, I felt that staff can postpone that. So I would ask that the board just kind of have that information. So that means I'm kind of foregoing that and hoping that the board pushes that increase to the next one. I just even now don't feel comfortable being that some of our frontline employees were just recalling back. So I chose not to take that. And then as part of this evaluation process, the contract actually calls for a second opportunity based on merit. And these steps were put in place because my compensation sits below my peers. And the board had created a path towards having more equitable compensation for me. But definitely this is a COVID year. So I think some of those things kind of get pushed to the side. They're important, but need to step aside. And then because of performance, if the board, based on the performance review, provides me a satisfactory and that merits an increase, I ask also that the board postpone implementing that, not in this fiscal year, until we're moving in the right direction with most of our employees back in the workplace. I think it's just not a good statement for us to make in leadership positions. So that concludes it.
Yeah, thank you very much, AJ. I really appreciate you acknowledging the current situation and stating what your thoughts are on these two possible merit increases. So with that, I will open up the floor to board members to discuss this. Oh, Josh, go ahead. I see your hand up.
Thank you, Carl. AJ, thank you for that. I really deeply appreciate your acknowledgement of the circumstances wherein I have been tormenting myself about this sort of leading up to this meeting, just because, it's a difficult time in which we've, the only thing, I agree with everything you said. The only other thing I would pile on is just that, we've had all these layoffs, and I think, as you suggested, the optics are a big deal right now. Also, I would say we really don't have fiscal clarity at the moment. Like it's, we have a budget that's very unsettled and major parameters that we just don't have a handle on. And I think that's, that has to loom large for all of us. So I appreciate what you said. The only other thing I would hope we could do is, as a group here today, kind of formalize what it is we're going to do in terms of like benchmarking research or something to figure out what equitable pay for your position would be. You and I, and I think very briefly as a whole group, also had conversations back in spring about exactly this. So I would want to make sure that we don't have, I don't want it to be just sort of a vague, you know, sense of like, yeah, we'll go figure that out. But if we can come up with some sort of plan of action, so we're actually going off and then like, you know, on your behalf and really on the agency's behalf to, you know, decide whatever that is, whatever that research path is to figure out what fair pay would be. So those are my comments for now. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. Other comments from the board?
I was just going to add, AJ, I really appreciated that you said that because it really is kind of an interesting scenario to try to play out how we manage our budget and how we manage our current staff situation, but also keeping in mind that you did forego a couple of opportunities of increased pay. I think that's really valuable information to bring back to the table. So I appreciate that reminder and just, yeah, just your way of dealing with that is really appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks, Evelyn. Donna, it looks like you want to go next, and then Caitlin, and I'll put myself in there.
Well, you mentioned postponing. Does that mean we recover that in another couple of years if we look at things stabilized? Does that be adjusted so there's some recovery from this period? Or is it, well, like everybody else in the country, we're going through a period of contraction? Well, it's not uniform. Some people are getting hit a lot worse than others, but I just kind of wonder how we're looking forward to this as a postponement or as a just, you know, not taking it now and not expecting it later. That's what I'm, well, I just want clarification on that.
I think that's up to us, is that unless AJ, you had a different plan.
What I will say is I've made the decision not to take the increase in the current year, Mike, that goes through June 30th. And in essence, I don't have a contract after June 30th. So I'm foregoing that increase for this period. Any new contract, you're right, Emily, it's up to the board of directors.
Thank you.
I was going to try to address your question, Don, but I was going to let Caitlin go first. I think I was going to say something along the lines that you had just raised. But did you have another question before I go to Caitlin? I don't know if you heard what I said, Don.
Oh, I have no other response here.
Okay, great. Well, I'll be to come back to your what you raised in just a moment. Go ahead, Caitlin.
Can you just remind me historically what the merit increase was maybe last year and maybe the years before that? I just kind of want to get an idea of what we've done in the past.
Kristen, do you want me to respond? And
I can look in my file. I don't know it off the top of my head. So if you know it, AJ, that would be helpful.
Last year, I believe I received a 2.5 increase. And then the year before that, if I recall correctly, I may have received another 2.5. It could have been as high as 3. And then the year before that, I received vacation hours in lieu of pay. For the first year. So in essence, I've received in my 5 years employment, probably maybe a 5%, possibly a 6% increase.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, just make sure. Stephen, did you want to say anything?
Thanks, Carl. I'm good.
No problem. You know, Don, I'm glad you brought up what you did, because I was going to try to address it by saying that I think the board can do a lot of things in this area. I respect AJ's wishes, and I agree with what she's saying, that now would not be a good time to explore a raise or a merit increase, just because, not only because of the current situation, but just for the uncertainty that we're still going through. But it's not that it wouldn't be deserved. And the thing is, I really want to point out that, you know, I think most people would say that the evaluation we gave was at the minimum satisfactory. And board members can feel free to chime in with their own descriptions of it. But I think it's more importantly, AJ's leadership through the COVID situation. This is not an easy thing to lead an organization through. And I think we have had easy examples of leadership or lack of that in this area. And so I think we all know the difference between good leadership and bad leadership in this area. That being said, I think we'd also have an obligation to support females and women and people of color in positions such as this. And I think that's important for LTD to do, especially if we are saying that we are the kind of employer that supports diversity and wants to further that. But more importantly, just doing a good job. And I think AJ really has brought value to LTD. Now, that being said, I think it runs into two things. One, that if we were to decide, I think we should defer any kind of merit increase, but I also don't want to not reward the general manager for good performance at some point. What I'm trying to say is that I think at some later point, we should look at a retroactive application, but I do think, and I just want to stress, I don't think that time is now, but I think in the future, we need to look at that. And so that's one suggestion I would make, that we also look at a possible retroactive increase, but we can make that decision at a later time when we have more clarity onto it. So I don't know if that's my answer for you, Don. I don't know if that was what you were trying to get at, but that would be the way I look at it.
Well, it's close. I don't know. I mean, in terms of actually managing the thing, it may have been much more difficult to do this job in this period than it was in previous periods because of just the conditions. But then again, it's just the whole world is going through a difficult position with this. So we're all in it together in one way like that. But I was kind of wondering if Emily's still there, if she has just a thought, something off the top of her head about what the CPI is over 5 years. Just keeping current. Do you have that, Josh?
Sure. I mean, inflation rates have been about 2% a year for the last decade.
Nothing changed in there. Well, it may be different this next year, yeah.
I was actually looking at the Bureau of Labor Statistics website earlier today for work reasons. So funny you should ask.
Ray, does that, I wonder if what I've said may spur some new comments. So going around the room. Anybody? If not, I have one more thing to say then.
Yeah, you mind if I jump in for just
a second? No, please go ahead, Stephen, and I'll go in after you.
Just on a factual point, sorry, Josh, you're a little bit high. The CPI for 2015 to 2020, the high point was about 2.3. I also have been digging into this for a couple leases. 2015 was 0.7%, and then it was at 2.1, 2.1, a little bit below 2, 2.3, and still to be determined for 2020, but it's heading, but it is below market, which is giving fits to the central bank, both here and in Europe.
Thanks, Stephen. The thing I wanted to also raise is that we're in an unusual position timing-wise with the general manager's contract. And that is that we only have 6 months more on it, approximately 6 or 7 months. And the thing is that if we are not thinking of extending that contract, then we need to be really thinking about how to transition a new general manager into that position. And I just want to throw out there that I'm not saying that that's necessarily what we're going to do, but I just want to put the timing into context here, which is that it does take a long time to recruit and hire a new general manager. And so for those of you, actually, I think only Don and me have had the privilege. Is that right? I've gone through this, at least here with LTD. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort to actually facilitate. And but even then, that means that we are would be trying to transition also during a still difficult, we're not out of COVID yet. And I think by most estimates, it would still take another year to really get, you know, quote unquote, through it. And so that I feel connects with whether we do any kind of merit increase, because we could say, hey, general manager, we think you did a great job or a good enough job, but we want to go in a different direction. But we still want to reward you financially for the work that you did for us. But then we want to work on transition, and that goes into the goals, but also goes into the compensation. If we decide, and what I was going to throw out is that I think given that it's COVID and given that if regardless of whether we want to get a new general manager or not, I would say 2 years is probably the most logical amount of time, because then that's enough time to get through COVID and enough time for a possible transition after that. Because I personally do not want to try to recruit a new general manager during this current period of time. So I hope what I said made sense. So I know I threw a lot of information out there. So we'll go ahead and go around the room and see what people have to say. And I see Josh's hand up. So go ahead, Josh.
I have a longer comment and question, but just really quickly, so I understand what you just said, Carl. Are you talking about the length of AJ's next contract beginning on July 1st, 2021? That you're saying 2 years makes the most sense? Is that what you meant by 2 years?
I meant a 2 year extension from when it ends. And I thought, someone could correct me if I'm wrong, I thought it was July.
Yeah, I said
June 30th.
Thank you. June 30th, yeah. 2021.
Okay. Just clarifying. Thanks.
Yeah. No
problem. I can wait for others' comments.
So just to answer your question more clearly, yes, letting the contract go to June 2021 and then adding another 2 years. And to be clear, you know, the contract does allow for early termination. You're not stuck with someone necessarily for that amount of time, just giving both parties some level of understanding. Who's next? Caitlin, go ahead.
I like the idea of some stability right now. And I agree with your comment that just because we're extending the contract doesn't mean that if the situation was warranted, you know, we couldn't take a different action. But I guess what just comes to mind is like, can we provide LTD with some sort of stability? And that's why I would be in favor of extending the contract.
And just to clarify with you, Caitlin, did you have a proposed number of years for an extension?
I'm 1 or 2 years. I'm really like getting AJ's feedback since we're talking about her, and I don't always like talking around her. So AJ, I'm not sure if you felt more favorable for 1 or 2 years. But I feel fine with either. I just, you know, I think the 2 years gives you a little bit more of a sure footing. But I'd love to hear what AJ prefers.
I would prefer a 2 year contract, but that would mean that after we enter year one, we start having conversations about what does it look like after, because recruiting for a general manager is a heavy lift for any community, and it provides a lot of instability for an organization. So I think at that point we'll be more stable. And if at that point we both agree that maybe we want to continue to extend it, that's fine. But if the board's like, no, we're out of COVID, we really want somebody new in here. What we want to do, it's not just about recruiting, but you have to prepare the organization, the leadership for that. And any change in leadership, especially the general manager, is the most disruptive thing to any organization. So to me is you always want the best and smoothest transition for the organization, because you want to always leave an organization in good footing. So to me, that's would be a 2 years would be appropriate. 1 year, we would have to start having those conversations too soon and really take the focus off of what we're doing right now. So I think we probably want to stay the course as we look at the objectives, the preliminary draft that goals that I put in. It allows us to focus on that. And it really helps the board get some clarity about what it wants and, you know, or direction it wants to give me. And I think then that really starts pairing up the direction of the district. And I may or may not be at the end of it the right GM, but at least there's some clarity and some stability for the organization, because it's a very disruptive. I mean, it takes about 2 to 3 years for the organization to really adapt. So you definitely want to make it as painless as it can be. I mean, I think within the first 2 years that I got here, I mean, the amount of turnover was huge. It was just really big. It's just new leadership, new direction. Board had new expectations, and man, it just really was a painful thing for our employees. And you just got to let it happen, because you really have to serve the board of directors. So it's just something that I would ask the board to be mindful, because the turnover is huge when that happens.
Thanks for that clarification and for answering Caitlin's question, AJ. Other comments around?
Carl,
AJ's comment just now is that period of the great turnover was also a period where we had many 30-year employees who were retiring, because that was just the stability of the organization at that time. And so we had a lot of turnover because of that, in addition to having a new GM. So I just wanted to add that.
Thanks, Don. Josh, go ahead.
Thanks. I'm not clear about the structure of our conversation right now. Are we settling this future contract extension period now, or are we also talking about the other materials in the packet and the various goals and so on? I mean, there's a whole bunch. Yeah.
No, I appreciate you bringing that up just to kind of clarify what we're trying to do here. I feel like the merit increase and the goals are connected to what kind of contract we want to continue with AJ on. And so I think it would be helpful, and I'm fine to move along the way the board members want to move towards. But I think if we can answer that question, it will really help other things fall into place. So I think we'll bring clarity to what we can do with merit increases, possible merit increases, and also how we want to define the goals. And to answer your, this wasn't really your question, Josh, but just to answer further from my perspective, I mean, if we're talking about what kind of GM we need right now, I want a GM that can get us through COVID. And I think AJ has shown that she can do that. So that's 1 year. Then I think I want a general manager that can get us through, post COVID. And I think AJ is still the right person to do that. And if we didn't think that she was the right one, then I think she's still the right person to help us do a very smooth transition to a GM that we want. And that could be a GM that is, growth oriented, or a GM that is financially oriented, or a GM that is, MX oriented. We may have certain kinds of specific, things to that we're trying to achieve that we may feel a different GM with different set of skills might be better for. But if you're asking me, I think that's why I would say, hey, let's try to plan for the future, at least for the next 2 years, and go with that.
Okay, that's helpful. I'm fine with the, I mean, just given that it is not etched in stone, I'm fine with whatever. I mean, 2 years, that's okay. But I think given what I felt were a bunch of inadequacies in the structure that we were given to give AJ feedback, I want to make sure we talk about these different, I guess, performance measures, I should call them, the sort of future evaluation tool. So,
oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that's why we have them, to be able to talk about that. But can we, just going around the group, can we settle on, do we want to settle on the contract issue and then move on to then we can figure out the merit increase issue and then the goals issue? Or do we want to put that on the back burner and try to do it without that information?
Let's just knock these out of the park. Let's do it in the order.
Yeah, okay. I'm with that. So Caitlin, what are you proposing to the board?
Let's just do 2 years.
Okay. And Kristen, do we just need consensus or do we have to vote on that?
I would actually probably vote on it.
Okay, so we need a motion then.
So moved.
Okay, so there's a movement by Josh to extend the general manager's contract by 2 years from the end date.
Second.
Is that Don with a second? So Don Norton with a second. And we'll do a roll call vote. We'll start with Caitlin Vargas.
Aye.
Josh Scove.
Aye.
Don Norton. Stephen Yett.
Abstain.
Emily Secord.
Point of clarification. Kristen, is there any issue if we did want to make a change mid-contract? Because you said the extension is fine for a year or 2 years. Why are we doing 2 years if it's fine to extend it after a year, I guess, is my question.
So you can make a change, but, you know, AJ has to agree to it. She's the other party to the contract. I believe why 2 years is being proposed is because really the search for a general manager needs to happen at least a year in advance. And so that gets you to July. And so that's the thought.
Okay, sorry, I was confused. Why are we overcommitting if we're trying to stay fluid? And so I just wanted to make sure we weren't in fact overcommitting. Yeah. So then in that case.
Okay, and just to further answer your question, sorry. what I think Carl and Caitlin mentioned was you can terminate the contract. If it's not for cause, then there's a severance package. And so, you know, that's a option that you have there.
Okay, well then I would like to vote no in light of that new information.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe I should have clarified this too. I appreciate those questions, Emily. We're not agreeing to, when we say extension, do we mean copying and pasting the current contract, or we're just saying right now, this is the intended period for the subsequent contract that we will sign that will start in the middle of 2021?
So I don't know what the terms of the contract are other than the length of time. But so you're saying that you would instruct me to draft a contract that I would go ahead and prepare, but it wouldn't be effective until July 1, you know, and one of those terms that I would need contract term, not length of time term, be what the pay rate is or how that's going to be determined.
Yeah.
But so yes, this vote would go ahead and instruct me to do that. And you all would have to decide about some of those other terms in the contract.
Great. That's what I understood. Thank you.
And Kristen, can you just clarify that this vote does not approve that contract? The contract still must come before them. So I just want to make sure that they get to read it. So they're not blindly authorizing you anything. It's just,
no, I mean, they're authorizing me to prepare it. And I need some more information to prepare it. And then I can bring, you know, the final draft back for board approval at a board meeting.
I'm glad these questions are coming out, because I think now I sense there was a little more confusion on the board than I had thought. And so do we need to start over? I don't know if that, because some significant information just came out there. Okay. So Emily, I guess we're back to you then.
Yeah, and I'll still vote no. I'm happy to revisit that when we have more information.
Okay. Did you want to discuss more, or are you feeling okay with?
It won't matter because we already have a majority, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I don't. I actually don't believe in that. I think that we, if the confusion amongst the board was such that we need to discuss it more, I'm happy to go back. So no, okay. I think I'm seeing from only that to go ahead and continue. So we'll go ahead and go to, okay, I guess it goes to me. So I will vote yes. And so that looks like, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 1, 2, 1 abstention. And so the motion passes. And so Kristen will then draft a contract based on this new extended end date. And then we'll get it to us at a later date for consideration.
Yes, and I will base it really off AJ's current contract, but the information that I will need is how you want me to handle the compensation. Right. So that's another piece that I need you to instruct me on.
Okay, which we need to, that's the next thing, and then we need to go over goals. Okay. And I hope everyone understands and is following along that the reason I thought that the length of time of the contract was important was because that really does help us plan not only the goals, because the goals definitely change, I think, with how long you want to continue with a general manager, but also with the unusual situation we are with the compensation and merit increases, because based on information right now of our arguable financial uncertainty and also the waiving or not waiving, sorry, the what was that word, Kristen or AJ? I can't think of it right now.
Defer.
Was that?
Defer.
Deference. Thank you. Or at least delay of possible additional of a bonus. So so hopefully that characterizes everything for everybody. So let's go into the compensation right now. So are there opening remarks or thoughts on that?
Again, process clarification. Are we leading toward a vote to do essentially what AJ described or something else regarding the deferment of her pay?
Right. We have to, per the contract, we have to make a decision as to whether we're going to issue a merit increase or not.
Right. Okay.
And then also for Kristen's purposes, she needs to know what is the rate of compensation that she needs to include in the contract. Does that hit everything, Kristen?
Yes, and I mean, I could pull the conversation about deferring pay into the current contract amendment or the new one that you're discussing. So I could reflect, for example, what the automatic increase would have been in 2020 and note that at AJ's request, it was deferred. And for example, that could be the base salary that started for the new term. And then the board could decide now upon a merit increase that would go into effect also a salary in 2021, or we could handle that somehow differently.
Thanks, Kristen. And so I think with that, Kristen has possibly given us some ideas about how to frame that.
Well, I mean, in the interest of time and the I think the consensus, I think, that I heard from the all of our comments before, I'm going to put a motion on the table and then we can discuss and people can amend if necessary. But I move to have no change in AJ's pay per her suggestion, to defer built-in increase, the automatic increase from her previous contract, to include it in the base pay for the contract beginning in mid-2021, and to basically send all other discussion of details to when we get a draft contract back from Kristen.
And before that gets finalized, Josh, I just want to, I think I understand your base pay motion, but were you making any comment on whether the merit increase, how that was, or was it, were you trying to save that for later? I wasn't sure.
I was suggesting no merit. Well, I guess I didn't have merit increase. I was suggesting no merit increase from my standpoint, for the exact same reasons that we discussed before, because of fiscal uncertainty and the sort of state of the organization. But yeah. So do you want me to?
How about if I get take a stab at it and you tell me if I'm right? So, so the motion is that the contract would reflect, starting on July 1st, 2021, a base pay that would have included retroactively whatever the amount that that the general manager would have received in the previous year, on top of that rate, and no merit increase, deferred or otherwise.
That's correct.
Okay. And so there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Will you repeat that one more time?
Sure. So what I think I understood was that the new, the extended contract would start on July 1st of 2021, would start at the base rate that would include the regular increase that she would have, that the general manager would have gotten the previous year, and would be built into that base for that new contract.
Basically, she forgoes the raise at this time, given the current circumstances, but then would just restart at that extended contract, whatever the rate would have been otherwise.
Right.
And does that include for the next year that 2% increase? Like, is that increase included in that?
Or 3%? Yes, Josh, you can clarify. Do you want to clarify that, Josh?
Yeah. So, what I was, my intention was that the base pay for the contract period starting in the middle of next year would include the automatic increase.
Right.
The use of the word retroactive is confusing me. So
I might have done that. Go ahead, Kristen.
Are you meaning that AJ's pay rate will continue at what it is now, and then it will be increased to that additional 3%? Which she was entitled under the current contract. And so she would get that bump in pay of 3% effective July 1st. And that's it. There's no, because when I hear retroactive, it makes me feel like there's going to be a big lump sum payment that's going to be
paid. I think we should, for clarity, we should strike the word retroactive. I guess I want to just make everyone, I want to remind everyone that I had put on the table before, not in a motion, but just that we should pledge as a group to ourselves or with someone's help or with Kristen's help, I don't know, go off and do a little bit of wage benchmarking so we can ensure equity as well. So I would ask people not to take too seriously what we're saying on the wage front here, because we're going to revisit that a little more rigorously anyway, in between now and when we discuss what Kristen comes up with.
Well, I think just to clarify what I think Kristen just said, and I think what Josh may have added to, is that what I hear Josh, you are proposing is not, this isn't a deferral of an increase. This is just a starting at a new rate of pay from July 1st, 2021. So it would be as if it had been applied, but no, it wouldn't have been received. So it would just be at a, so I guess 3% plus another 3%.
Okay.
Is that right? Is this what looking at?
You just said that now.
What's that?
I didn't understand that till you just said that.
Okay. So now everyone's clear. Okay. And so we should take deferral out of the conversation too, because that's not what's being proposed right now. So there's no deferral, there's no retroactive. It's just that the rate, the base rate will now be at a two increases higher.
So it will increase, the base rate will increase by 6%.
If I understand it correctly, I think that's yes. Is that what you're saying, Josh? Okay, Josh gave a thumbs up.
Okay, and can I make one comment in response to Josh's comment about the compensation? If that's something you all just want to do and have on your agenda, that's fine. If you want to build it into the contract process, so you can say this is what the base rate of pay will be, but you know, 6 months into the new term, we'll do this compensation survey and decide if it needs to be adjusted. You're not promising that it's going to be adjusted. Right. So you can handle it either way. You can build it into the language of the contract or just have it, you know, on the agenda. And if the survey shows the compensation would be increased, then that's something you discuss with AJ and you make an amendment to the contract at that time.
Yeah, though it doesn't seem like it's an amendment exactly, because this contract won't begin for another 7 or 8 months, 7.5 months, right? So we have some time during which to actually settle on this. I guess that's my point.
I would probably draft it ahead of time now, and there would be an effective date of July 1. You know, it will go to the board for approval before July, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's all I mean. Sorry, Emily, I didn't mean to cut you off if you were raising your hand.
Yeah, go ahead, Emily.
It's okay. I just was going to say, I know we haven't had a second on this motion officially, but I think I would prefer if we had our... rather than saying a 2% or a 3%, that we say that this is tied to the rate of inflation is based on like the federal numbers, or if there's a certain index that we want to use, only because I think we are in a really interesting financial time in our country. And just saying a blanket 2% or 3%, I think can be a little bit dangerous if we don't know sort of what the rest of the numbers are going to look like, especially if we're looking at more of an equitable pay scale. So that number could get really large really fast. So I just want to caution us that we're not being sort of overly enthusiastic, or you know, if we're waiting for more data, then maybe we should just say, or based on new data. Like, I think, Kristen, you're kind of implying that.
Do you want to respond, Kristen?
I mean, I think I am implying that you're making a decision today, which you could change. And that's legally okay. You know, you can instruct me to do this in the draft. You can look at the draft and gather that data. We did gather a lot of that data several years ago, maybe 3 years ago, AJ. And it does take some time, and this board might want to have different comparators. So I think I just need pretty clear instructions on whether the board wants to use the number today as a placeholder and then start working on that process, or, you know, what the majority of the board wants to do with this issue.
I want to say something next really quick, which is that I want to make sure people, I hope people see this the issue the same way I do, which is that I didn't hear AJ say that she was foregoing these increases, she was deferring them. And if that's the case, and I think also in terms of just, I think then we need to really, that's why we went through the trouble of asking everyone, hey, did you want to make adjustments, you know, higher or lower on your ratings? Because these, we have to base, I think, you know, logically, we should be basing our decisions on the actual survey instrument, or the instrument that we, you know, are using. And so if we think that she did a good job, then I think, and in fact, even a necessary good job, full of very difficult decisions with lots of unknowns, you know, then I think we need to act as such. And I think to change the percentages based on what she actually can take, she doesn't have to forego these at all, actually, is not sending a good message. Because I think we, you know, and it's weird having to do this in front of AJ, but I also want to make sure to let people know that, you know, if we value her as an employee, then we need to send that message. And if we don't, then I guess, you know, then we need to be conscious of this message we're sending. Because I think that's, as I kind of sit around here, I'm actually now not as clear as to what kind of message we wish to be sending. On the one hand, we're saying, hey, we'd like you to stay with us for 2 years. And on the other hand, it's like, but we don't really want to pay you for what we think the job that you think that we think you did. So just to cap that off, I would say that, you know, I think at a minimum, we need to be upholding the increases that were standard with that. And I think we should talk about the possible merit increase for the future. And like I said earlier, I agree we don't need to do it now, but I think we need to at least have some talk about it for the future. Otherwise, we're not telling AJ what she needs to know as to what, how she fits into the board's plans in terms of whether we value her and what she can bring to this organization. Now with that, I want to make sure, Dawn, I think you've been wanting to say something. Go ahead, Dawn, and then I'll go Josh, and then we'll see who's next.
I don't know, my internet became unstable at the time you were speaking, so I didn't hear all that last, but I'm still looking at it. It's like we have we're a public agency, we have a certain budget, and we want to acknowledge it. I'm just a little conflicted with how a lot of boards put out, you know, pay their CEOs a lot of money, whether it depends on whether the company is doing well or not. And I want to make sure that we're keeping in line with the peers in the industry throughout the transportation industry, and make sure that at our level of operations and the number of employees and amount of assets under control, that's leveled up. And then we want to acknowledge, as you were saying, Carl, about this was a difficult period and we had good management to help us go through it. And I certainly wouldn't have wanted to go through that period in March and April where we had to lay people off and, you know, restructure things. That would have been very difficult, and that deserves to be acknowledged. But then again, you know, whose money are we spending? If we're going to get, you know, another $25 million from a CARES package, supposedly if the Congress ever works through the Senate, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. But we still have to conserve our resources. And yet, you know, we want to honor the work that's been done. So I'm kind of wanting to keep things current and work on this. So for the new contractor in July, that will be able to adjust for what we've learned and how we've experienced coming through this. So I'm not looking at saying, okay, let's not forego that. Let's double it up so that nothing is lost in the period. We don't, you know, we had a society that lost a lot, you know, not evenly, but through the transportation industry anyhow. And I'd like to kind of look back through that, you know, through APTA or some other thing to kind of see what the GMs have experienced through the whole industry. And I don't know that. Maybe AJ and Mark are on top of that and know the thing right off the hand, but I don't. So I'd like to consider that.
Okay, thanks, Don. Kristen, and then I'm gonna go Caitlin and Josh. Go ahead, Kristen.
One thought could be that the base compensation for the new term would be increased to no less than 3%, because that's what AJ was guaranteed under the current contract term. And then you could direct myself and last time David Collier helped get the comparable data, and maybe you could provide us some direction at a later time. And then using that data, you could decide if you want to go above 3%. And so you could kind of kick that part of the can down the road to this spring, but you would know that AJ's not going to be below that 3% because she would have been entitled to that under this current contract.
Caitlin and then Josh.
I just want to call attention. I think Dawn did make a really good point in terms of, you know, one thing that's hard about these meetings and not being in person is that we're not able to really dissect the data. And can we compare AJ's compensation to that of similar size agencies with the same amount of assets and resources? And so we really need to be looking at what are those other benchmarks. And so I thought Dawn just made a really good point, and I really appreciated that. And in the interest of time, AJ fulfilled the expectations of what a GM should have done during COVID. You know, if she didn't do what needed to be done, then we would be having a different conversation. And that would be grounds for firing. But she performed as she should have. And so that, you know, that's kind of where I'm at there. Like, she did what she needed to do, and she fulfilled her job duties. And then I guess I just wanted to make sure we're kind of being conscious of the time, but I really appreciate, Kristen, you just clearing up about that 3%, because that 3% seems, I feel very comfortable with that. And I appreciate you just letting us know that that would be something we could put in the contract stuff right now and then continue this conversation. So thank you.
Thanks, Caitlin. And Josh, if you don't mind, I just want to address what Kristen said. You know, one thing, maybe I wasn't understanding what other people were trying to say too, but the reason I said 3% twice is because if the general manager is not taking a 3% increase, and this is not a perfect replacement, then but they're not getting the actual increase during the whole year. And then so then my understanding was that I had thought we were talking about a potential additional 3% increase just to kind of try to make up for that, to put the base pay at a much higher place, given that there was no 3% collected during that first year, or that the previous year, I should just be clear. So I'll throw that out there. Josh, go ahead.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate what everyone has said, and I do agree with the Don's points that Caitlin just reiterated. I guess, Carl, I understand your desire to kind of sum up the message, but actually the message shouldn't necessarily be so easy to sum up. We can be quite sensibly asking for, you know, putting together a contract with a 2-year extension, and at the same time have some genuine constructive criticism for the GM, as we did in our evaluation. So I feel like there's tension there. I feel like we're sort of all working together to get, you know, sort of the best outcomes for the agency. As far as the pay goes, I really do think like the 3% or 2-3% probably won't be that big a deal when we take a look at benchmarking data. So I really think we should focus our energy on seeing that. Kristen can put something together for us, of course, but then we're going to need to see, like, I mean, I would say we should get a chance to take a look at the materials that were pulled together a few years ago, if that's very easy, since most of us were not privy to that information. So I think that should be the starting point. And then maybe we look at that and we decide whether we want to get more recent information on sort of the relevant piece of the job market.
Thanks, Josh. And just to address what you're saying, I'm not saying at all that we can't have criticism and constructive feedback for a general manager at the same time. But I also want to make sure that, you know, that AJ accepting a contract on our terms is not a foregone conclusion either. And I think you people send messages through what kind of compensation they want to give to a person in terms of what we think her value is. And I just think we need to be very careful as a board to not inadvertently send the wrong message. Now, I'm all about, if the board wants to send a specific message, like one could be like, just for example, no increase. And I think that's sending an example, and sending a message rather. And we just need to decide as a board what kind of message we want to send in that. So go ahead, Emily.
So I just want to politely disagree, Carl. I think that we have a really unusual time that we're working in, and I don't know that whether or not we're talking about merit increases and extending contracts, I think we want to remember that we have a budget restraint that we have to work within, and so it's not necessarily a reflection of performance or like or dislike or fit or not fit. I think right now, I think we need to be fiscally responsible and, you know, just saying, oh, no problem, let's add 6% to somebody's salary when we've laid off folks this year. I think it just sends a different message to the whole agency and not just necessarily the GM. So I want to just maybe change the way that we're framing that is not a performance or reflection of a particular person, but a reflection of the environment that we're in right now. And so, Josh, if I may try to sum up what you said, I'd like to honor whatever commitment that we have in the current contract with AJ. And as we're deliberating further on that 2-year extension, I would like that to reflect more of a federal benchmarking index for cost of living adjustments, so that it's not overextending us, but it's still honoring, you know, life gets more expensive and that should be reflected in a contract. But doing more than that, I think, would be, I think, inappropriate given the times. Is that anywhere close to, Josh, what you were trying to say. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Well, I guess my response, Emily, is that I don't know why AJ would have any. I mean, there could be lots of reasons for why she would forego or defer, but then I think that I don't see how that is. I'm having trouble trying to explain what this is, but maybe someone else can jump in. But there has to be some kind of value in there somewhere. Otherwise, then there's really no incentive for a person to want to do that, to give up things for the agency. Does that make sense? Because yeah. that's a communication to us too.
I guess I think you're saying that there was already something that has been foregone in the contract and that should be made up, but I don't, are you saying that there should be a bonus that reflects that?
We have to decide that, yeah.
I'm uncomfortable with a 6% increase on a number that's fairly large when we are not in a fiscally viable time to do that. And it's not a reflection of what I would like to pay somebody. It is a reflection of what I think is appropriate. So I want to just be cautious that we're not saying 6% to start with, plus 3% every year, you know, as this conversation continues. And I want to say this as politely as possible, but we have a tendency to let the ball start rolling and then just going with it. And I'm cautious to say yes to something until we have a little bit more dialed in information. Otherwise, this thing could just say, okay, we're done. We've made a decision simply because we're fatigued about discussing it. So I'm a little remiss to just jump right in, or a little hesitant to jump right in.
Well, I mean, and I guess that we run the risk of a person, I'm not saying, I don't know, you know, and AJ has no obligation to tell us right now, but we run the risk of a person not accepting our terms on that. So,
Carl, that is the motivation for going and getting benchmarking data. I mean, like the 3% and our current frame of reference, I think we really are taking too seriously. You know, like leading companies look at people's personal market. Like, what can that person make with their skills in the market? And I feel like the biggest problem here is we're not talking about where we might be most unfair to AJ. And it's not 3% here, 3% there. It's if there's a big gap with compensation with peers. And so I think, I feel like we're having this conversation ahead of getting the right information. Well,
I think that's part of it. I'm just trying to put myself in the position where if I were working for an organization and I was giving up something that I was actually contractually supposed to be given, and then the response back was that we're not going to give you that at any point in the future, even though the evaluation showed that I brought value to the company, you know, the organization. I struggle with that a lot, and so that's why I'm confused from my end as to why we would do that as a board. I think we're sending a conflicting message. And I'm not saying that we don't have some serious financial things that to have to consider, but you know, I also want to throw out there that, you know, if we think the general manager didn't do a good job and shouldn't be the person to continue to lead us, then that's a different kind of conversation that we need to be having.
And I want to be clear, just because you framed it so starkly, Carl, which maybe is very helpful. I want to be very clear from my standpoint. I want to be totally clear about my intent, and I would love to hear other people's intent. I'm talking about the state of the organization as a whole, our like just bona fide fiscal crisis, and the fact that we had to do layoffs that have not happened any time recently. I think that to me is the overriding setting for this conversation. It's not about AJ's performance. I actually said a ton of great things about how AJ performed in pandemic conditions in my evaluation. And so I agree with that part of the conversation, but I want to be clear, like we can't ignore our budget. People often don't get raises if the organization is sort of collapsing around them. So that to me is it's not about performance, it's about the circumstances.
And also I think if we don't know what our starting number is, adding a percentage to that is a little scary. So if we're saying that there's an equity issue about what the rest of the world is making in this role, and then you say, now I want to add 6% to that number, I'm not comfortable making that decision on behalf of the organization today.
And then just to be clear, I think we're talking about the current base salary, not about a average salary for like a commensurate position, just to make sure we're talking about the same thing. Okay. Yeah.
Does LTD staff get a cost of living increase each year? Does that exist?
No, there's no automatic cost of living. Employees have increases very similar to what you see in my contract. They have a range, and then every year they get that percentage of a range. We were planning in the original budget we had proposed pre-COVID that Christina had presented. She was recommending an increase for cost of living. That means all scales would have moved up to allow employees to continue. Of course, like days before she was going to begin the process, we did communicate that to employees. So employees knew that that was a recommendation. Christina had done the math, HR had vetted it, that it was consistent with retaining high talent. COVID hit. So we were actually due. So this year LTD is actually behind. So that is a discussion we just had at the management level this week to say that we've got to find savings even in this environment to ensure that our salary scales stay competitive. So we're 1 year behind right now. In the past, we would get just automatics without an analysis. Now HR does an analysis every year. So the analysis showed for the current fiscal year that there should have been an adjustment. And I don't remember if that was 2.5 or 3, but I'm thinking if Mark might remember, I believe it was like 2.5 that we needed to adjust all salaries to make sure that happened. And we didn't do it. So we are behind in the current year. And the management team talked about the fact that we need to address that. Again, we don't want to lose talent.
Thank you, AJ. If I could get the board's indulgence of extending our meeting by 9 minutes to 5:15, then I want to go to Stephen, and then I want to propose a way to try to resolve it by 5:15. Go ahead, Stephen.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate that. It may be helpful for the board if, prior to making any decisions on anything, if we could have a recap of the last 5 years of the salary increases for LTD staff, both expressed as a percentage and in actual dollars, because echoing Emily's very smart comments about this doesn't exist in a vacuum, so I think that may be helpful just so we can understand the impacts of everyone's raises over the last 5 years and going forward. Thank you.
Great. And then, so in time remaining, what I would propose that we do is that the merit increase and increase in the salary, base salary, is very important to our conversation. So it sounds like there are still a lot of questions that need to be answered, and perhaps what we can do for the next, we have to have another work session, is that I will work with Kristen to create some a document that will go outline this in a very clear format. And then that will be for the consideration of the board. And then also at that meeting, we will then go over the instrument that was provided to AJ that was basically proposed goals and instrument, and then we can use those. But I do think what we have succeeded in doing today is that we at least have an understanding and principle that we would like to continue for 2 years, which is helpful because then it lets us plan goals that are not less about transition and more about what do we need to do for the near term and then a possible transition in the future if that's what we want to do. Or we can cross that bridge when we get there. So yes, Emily.
I was just curious. We didn't really talk about a bonus rather than a percentage. And so I just wanted to see if that was on the table for discussion.
Oh, are you asking me or the board?
You/Kristen. And the board.
It can be. That is something that another municipal client of mine did this year. So you can consider you know, one-time bonus, one-time increase to a retirement plan in lieu of increased salary. It's not in AJ's contract, so it'd be something we'd need to discuss with AJ. But yes, that's something you can consider.
Thank you.
Because Kristen, I think the only thing in the contract that says that we need to do is just to decide up to, now I can remember, was it 5 or 6% of?
It's up to 5 for a merit increase.
For merit increase, okay.
It would be an amendment to the current contract. So we, you know, if the board had a idea about what they wanted to do, we'd discuss it with them to see if that's something she's agreeable to.
And so Kristen and I will also include those figures in the document that we will create. That sound good to everyone? Does that meet what people's needs are? I just want to make sure. Okay, good deal. Okay, great. So I guess I was wrong. We did not finish all the things that I thought we could do in an hour. I thought if I progressed logically through the things that it would kind of lead to a logical kind of conclusion, not with any preordained result, but just I thought the logic of the progression would kind of lead us towards something. So that's okay. We will go ahead and we will finish it at a next scheduled time. My apologies, AJ. I know that, you know, the more time we spend, the less time you have to try to know what the goals are to be able to fulfill those said goals. But I hope you will bear with us while we try to figure that stuff out. Any last comments from people before? I think I might have, we still have a few minutes just in case.
I guess I just have a question, Carl, about all the goals for AJ, because I completely agree with what you just said. I feel, and AJ, I apologize on my and our collective behalf as well about, you know, you'll have barely half a year for which these goals can be sort of legitimately implemented. A lot of these goals didn't feel like goals. They weren't really for AJ, or they were sort of for the agency as a whole. I feel like we're going to have a lot of discussion about these, and we'll never make it through all of them in a standard work session. Do we reconstitute some sort of HR committee or some subset of us to look at these goals? Because there are a lot, and I feel like, just to be fair to AJ, we should have goals that we've really sort of thought through.
Josh, are you asking the board or are you asking AJ?
I guess I'm asking you, Carl, because you would sort of carve off a few of us to do something like that. But I'm just saying, we should have some clarity about time frame and when we're going to do this and who's going to do it. And I was proposing that maybe a few of us sort of pick away at a piece of it and then come back with more feedback for the group. That's all.
Well, I mean, I think that's a funny story, because I think that's kind of full circle back to where we had started at initially, to some degree. But the board can do what the board wants to do. So if that is what the board would like to do, we certainly could do that. But in the interest of time, let's put a pin in that, because I think what you're proposing is just an idea. And so we can certainly consider that for the future. Stephen, I just saw your hand go up. Do you have a quick comment before I end it?
Yes, thank you, Josh. I mean, Carl. Josh, I think you make a good point that there is only a half a year left, and we certainly don't want to be unfair to AJ. And I think the board is smart enough that we're not going to give her a task that any reasonable person is going to think is going to take 2 years and say, oh, you didn't do it in 6 months. Shame on you. So we're smart enough to adjust the goals and expectations to be reflecting the fact that she'll have a short runway. Last thing that we want to do is gunny sack AJ, because that's just not fair to her.
Okay,
Carl. Great.
Yeah. Yes, go ahead, Kayla.
I share Stephen's concern, and I feel like we could talk this thing to death. And so I think what Stephen said, we need to be very mindful of.
I hear you. And Emily, go ahead.
Sorry, unrelated. So if you want to respond to Caitlin, go ahead.
I was going to finish this off, so you better go first.
Okay. Then I just wanted to say, I think, and Kristen maybe can weigh in on this with her other clients and her experience, but I would have liked to have started this conversation with kind of here's a proposal based on the outcome of that last discussion, so that we had a starting off point. So it was like, here's what we propose. you know, let's agree or disagree, because I feel like we sort of end up in these really collaborative discussions, which are really great, but we sort of like muddy the waters so much that we can't get to a decision point. So I don't know if that's a possibility, but I would love to start seeing like something in preparation of the meeting, like maybe some of the data points that Stephen mentioned about kind of historical data, where we are, where we got to, where we are now. And then here's a proposal. Can we agree on this, or what pieces can we adjust on it? I think it would make us a lot more streamlined and a little bit more efficient. So that's my suggestion. I don't know if Kristen, if that's something that's permissible.
Emily, you know, Kristen, if you don't mind, I'm going to step in really quick just to just respond to what you just asked. I hear what you're saying. I think that's incumbent upon the board. The board needs to make that direction. I mean, I think at the last meeting, what we as a board was, we, if that was, now it's okay if we don't think of it at the time. And so clearly we thought of it now, but at the last previous meeting, that was the kind of stuff that needed to come out from us. And it's hard. I mean, it's not easy. If it were easy work, you know, then, you know, it wouldn't be us. It would be other people. And so actually, I don't know if that's true. That's the fact is that we're assigned to do that work. And so, you know, if we wanted to come up with something on our own to guide us, then we are able to do that. Or we direct someone to give us a starting point. Like, we wanted Kristen or somebody to come with us, like, hey, please come to the next meeting with XYZ. Then yeah, I mean, and I hear what you're saying. It is easier sometimes to build off of something rather than try to create our own. What we've done in the past before this meeting and before this particular board is that I've been in a lot of groups where, yeah, you did do it and it was organic, and it was, and not to say that's the only or the right way, but that it can happen that way. If this is what the group needs, then I think this is the time to tell, and I think we just did, to generate that document so that we have it. But I do think, you know, if we want to point fingers, I think the fingers need to point back to us as to who needed to direct that. And with that, no, go ahead. You know, it's only fair. Emily, go ahead, and then Kristen, if you have a really quick thing, I'll end it so we can get to the next meeting.
I think Carl's right that you all can delegate it, but nobody on the board alone has the authority, you know? And so without delegating that task to make a proposal to each other or to someone else, you know, that person would be acting outside their authority. So it's absolutely appropriate for the board to, you know, delegate that. But without that delegation, there's not the authority to do so.
So we couldn't say, hey, Caitlin, we would like you to put together a proposal and kick off the conversation for the next meeting?
You can, you just have to do that part. Yeah, so Caitlin, it would be unusual for Caitlin to show up and just say, hey, I did this. I'm not used to seeing that. I'm very used to seeing a board delegate either to each other or to myself or to a staff person. So yes, it just, you need to have that conversation about delegation.
And Emily, I suspect you are right. I think that is the kind of board we are. So we might be the kind of board that needs to say, like, hey, for the next meeting, we need it. And I think that's what we have ended up doing. Kristen and I will do something. We'll bring it to the group and hopefully we'll meet the board needs. So with that, I really should end the meeting. Thank you very much, everyone, for your patience. I will see you at the next regular board meeting in just a few minutes. So thanks a lot and have a good evening. Meeting adjourned. Okay.